This is a podcast from Rover.
Not for radio. Reloaded.
Hi, fellas. I love the podcast. Tremendous crack. Laugh out loud. Hilarious. Now to the yarn. Slightly long, but please bear with me. A friend of mine, Dennis, and his brother John were out for a few beers. On the way walking home, slightly the worse for wear, John went to jump over a little wall about 1 foot high. Unfortunately, the wall was 3 foot high on the other side, and he managed to break his leg quite badly.
3 foot?
Yeah. So fell and broke his leg. Off to the hospital he went and had to get his leg plastered up. While in the recovery room, John's bed was parked beside another patient whose shoulder and arm were plastered up. As you do, the conversation started. Well, what happened to you? John told his story, pretty run-of-the-mill drunken antics. The old guy then told his story. He went out to the cattle shed to milk the cows, the old-fashioned way, with a bucket and the old three-legged stool. While sitting milking the cow, the old guy felt a small stone in his Wellington boot, his gumboot. So he tried shaking his leg to shake the stone from underneath his foot to the front of his boot where it would stop annoying him. This did not work. So he thought, I need more vigorous movement to help. So he stood up, put his hand on the wall beside the light switch and began shaking his leg. The next thing, his son walked in, walloped him. The next thing, oh fuck, I can see what's happened.
Yes.
This is the fucking best. I love it when I can see the future. This didn't work, so he thought, I need a more vigorous movement to help move the stone along. So he stood up, put his hand on the wall beside the light switch, and began to shake his leg. The next thing, his son walked in and fucking walloped him in the shoulder with a shovel and broke his arm in 4 places. The dad, in huge amounts of pain and surprise, lying on the ground at this stage, said, what the fuck are you doing? The son, standing ominously over the dad with the shovel, was looking very pleased with himself. He said, it's okay, Dad. My quick thinking just saved you. The son had walked in and was facing a scene of the father's hand by the light switch and his dad shaking his leg violently, trying to move the stone in his gumboot, mistakenly thought his dad was being electrocuted. Lifted the shovel, walloped him to knock him free, shattering his old man's shoulder in the process, but feeling like a fucking hero for saving him. John almost fell off the bed from laughing. I've often thought of the look of terror on the dad's face while he lay on the ground looking up at the shovel-wielding son, wondering what the hell had just happened. Good luck, guys. Have a good one.
What?
Cheers, mate.
That's so good.
Cheers, what's Jerry. The approach there? Would you, so if you were to do that again, are you just running the shovel under their hand to flick their hand off?
Nah, I'd double flying kick. Just fucking lead with the double legs. Right in the chest. Yeah, like WCW.
What about just kick him in the balls, because nothing makes a dude drop like a kick in the hands. And find a way to let go.
Yeah, it's not. There'd be nothing more terrifying than coming across somebody that was getting that and like an electric shock to that level.
Not for radio. Reloaded.